Before we get started, I'm happy to share some very surreal news. The She Explores book is now available everywhere, not just for pre-sale. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Indiegogo, among a lot of brick-and-mortar bookstores. I'll be traveling a little bit to promote it. The first event is April 10th in Denver at the Topo Designs flagship store. Information about the book and the tour will be linked in the show notes. There are 40 adventurous, creative women featured in the book, many of whom have been on the podcast. If you get a chance to read it, I do hope you'll enjoy it. Okay, on with the show. I'm Gail Straub, and you're listening to She Explores.
I kind of wanted to talk about my philosophy, which is actually an acronym called P.
Okay.
It's perseverance, encouragement, and evolution. So perseverance is always going, even when the times get rough, especially as like recent college grads that are kind of trying to figure this out. We've always just like kept on going and trying to find solutions as well as we could, either through mentors or friends. And then the next one is encouragement. So having like a support network of people that are around you and always willing to help you out either emotionally or financially. But, you know, everyone needs that. And I think that's really important because there's this like crazy startup culture that I think is a little toxic. And then evolution. So always evolving with the product and evolving with your team and evolving as a human and making sure that you take all of the lessons learned with you going forward. So make sure you pee.
I love that.
Thanks. I think I made it up randomly one day and like it just stuck with me.
There's a reason Bianca's entrepreneurial motivational philosophy has an acronym of PEE. Today's episode features two of the co-founders of SheFly, Charlotte Massey and Bianca Gonzalez. SheFly is a product for anyone who has peed outside, that's me, or wants to pee outside more easily, also me. But every good startup has an elevator pitch. Here's Charlotte sharing SheFly's.
SheFly is a layerable line of outdoor pants designed for women that allow everyone to answer nature's call without having to expose your butt to the elements or to other people.
It sounds like you've said that before.
I have said that before, just a couple of times.
What are the contexts that you've said it?
I say it to every single person who will listen. I live in the outdoor interest house at Middlebury College, and I'm now known as the pant girl, because I'll just run up to people and pitch them on SheFly and then also ask them what types of fabric they like, how many pockets they think pants should have, whether it's better to have drawstring or elastic around the ankle, whether it's necessary to have a snap so that you can roll them into capris. It's constant. SheFly has taken over my social life.
Before we get into specifics of the pants and the special fly that makes it possible to, quote, answer nature's call, Bianca shares the origin story of SheFly. The idea came from a third co-founder, Georgia Grace.
We call her Gigi, or Greg for short.
Greg, nice. I
yeah,
like it.
Mostly because autocorrect always corrects Gigi to Greg, and it's now kind of stuck. She is a go-getter, and she calls herself the yes woman. I mean, her life philosophy is like really interesting in that if there's anything that she has never done, she will do it. So for example, like be a glacier guide on the Mendenhall Glacier, work at an investment bank, go to the Czech Republic and teach English for a year. So she's one of the most interesting and hilarious people I've ever met, and I'm really glad that she thought of this, and of course she would think of it because she's funny. So she's been a really great pleasure to work with in that she brings a pizzazz to the company and brings all this original creativity and thought, and we love her to death, of course.
Georgia Grace, or Gigi, is teaching English in the Czech Republic right now at the same time as working on SheFly. But Charlotte, Bianca, and Gigi were undergrads at Middlebury College in Vermont when SheFly first came to life.
So Gigi was a glacier guide in the summer of 2016 on the Mendenhall Glacier in Alaska. And she was like one of very few women glacier guides. So she had to like travel across these glaciers. And if anyone's familiar with like glacier geography, the way that it works is there are these like random crevasses, so big holes in glaciers that you don't really know about until you're kind of walking over it and you fall in it. So she would have to be in a harness, and she like would often have to take off her harness and all of her layers, and in this like freezing weather, and there was no place to hide because you're on a glacier. So it would just be embarrassing to her. And that's where the idea just like instantly came to her. Like, why are we suffering through all of this? Because that was just like an exaggerated version of it. And she started cutting her water consumption and eventually just decided she wasn't going to do it anymore. So she came back with the idea at the end of that summer, and then she told me about it.
We all have stories like Gigi's, right? I know I've hidden behind a skinny tree in New Hampshire and asked my friends to keep watch. I've held it in while my partner can pretty much go anywhere. Sometimes it can just be a pain. Gigi told Bianca about her idea, and it really crystallized when the two of them were living in Salt Lake City for a summer internship at Goldman Sachs.
To escape like the really long work days, we'd go on these extravagant hikes, and on a really long hike, we were talking about it and thinking about it a lot. And I think that's when I decided that I would do it and pursue it and help her. And long story short, I graduated from college and she still had a semester left. And when I graduated, instead of taking my full-time job, I decided to start SheFi with Georgia Grace and Charlotte Massey, who's our other co-founder.
Here's Charlotte.
I was immediately excited because I wanted the product to exist. I have spent a lot of time mountaineering and rock climbing when I wanted to be able to go to the bathroom without taking my harness off. But the reason that I got involved is because I was in Mauritius, which is an island in the Indian Ocean, and I was studying social entrepreneurship in the African context there at the African Leadership University. And I had to have emergency surgery. So I got stuck on the island, and I had to take a semester off from school last spring. And I was talking with Bianca about how I wanted to come back to Vermont, but I wanted something to be working on because I couldn't be in school. And she immediately said, hey, come work on SheFly. And then I just started listing all the reasons why I wanted to and why they should bring me on the team, trying to prove that I was qualified. And she was like, we believe you, just come. And so as soon as I hit the 6-week mark and I was allowed to do things again, I immediately flew back to Vermont and took a red eye. The next morning, we went to the peak pitch competition and pitched SheFly on ski lifts going up the mountain. And that's how I joined the team.
Peak pitch is a competition in Vermont where you practice pitching while riding up a chairlift. You're awarded fake investor dollars. The founder with the most dollars wins. SheFly as a company was awarded the most fake money, but since they had to divide among three co-founders, they didn't technically win that day. Of course, it set SheFly on the path they're on now, which is a win in my book. What's the perception that you get from people when you tell them about SheFly?
It definitely differs. Some people immediately get it, and they are just all in right away because they have been outside and had to expose their butt. We get stories submitted through our website and also just personal stories shared with us about when people were squatting on the side of the road and all of a sudden a group of people walked by, or people who are guiding trips with a bunch of young kids and they have to walk way off into the woods in order to go to the bathroom, or people who are mountaineering or rock climbing and can't take their harness off. Or we just got a story about someone who peed on their climbing partner.
Oh.
These are all people who would immediately see the need of the pants. But some people who don't spend a lot of time outside, maybe often have access to a bathroom, don't immediately see the need of the product. And some people doubt that the zipper would be comfortable or have concern about whether or not it's necessary. Someone commented on a Facebook post today and said, have we really gotten so lazy that we need a zipper in our pants to be able to pee? And so I think they're clearly not seeing the real need of not getting a bladder infection because you hold in your pee while you're mountaineering all day and can't take your harness off, or not being able to have privacy when you're outside.
When it comes down to it, some of this consumer hesitancy comes down to the stigma of having a vagina. Here's Bianca.
Occasionally we'll get the person that like is like a little hesitant, but for the most part, I think when we talk to them and explain to them like, oh yeah, guys actually like have to like unzip, usually touch their junk, and then pee very easily outside. And you know, they like, not to be crude or anything, but they like wiggle. They they get it all done, they get everything off, and then they just zip back up. And so I think one part of SheFly that was a little surprising to me was just explaining to some women that like, yeah, you have to move your underwear to the side. And even that is a little bit taboo just because you do have to like get in there and like move your underwear to the side. And it's like talking about the female anatomy and even just like touch down there, which I think is an interesting concept, right? Like, it's funny that it hasn't existed before, but it does make sense in a historical context because women weren't allowed to wear pants, I think, until the 60s. So up until then, like, they weren't designed for women.
Yeah. And then also likely not designed in a way thinking that women are going to be spending considerable amounts of time outside without access to a traditional bathroom.
Yeah, totally.
So I looked it up, and women didn't start wearing pants consistently until the 1960s. They started wearing pants as far back as the 1890s for getting around on a bicycle, though. And a popular style was featured on the cover of Vogue magazine in 1917. Back then, in a fashion context, pants were deemed too sexual. In a work context, though, for the war effort in World War II, it was seen as appropriate. You gotta love, and I say this in the most sarcastic way possible, the way women have been controlled through the years through fashion. I just described this all in very broad strokes, but I think it's worth thinking about the external and internalized misogyny at play when we put on a pair of pants. It's why SheFly is so passionate about changing the way pants are made and building in the location of a second zipper. What are the hurdles like in terms of marketing? So I've seen other products that are made to help women go to the bathroom outside, you know, funnels, things like that. And sometimes there's like a humor element, and it's, you know, that's something that can appeal to some people, not appeal to others. And obviously not all marketing appeals to all people, but like, what angle is SheFly taking in terms of like how you present the product to people who aren't familiar with it?
We definitely use humor to present the product, because we think that helps overcome the stereotypes that are associated with talking about peeing outside, talking about women's anatomy in any way. And yeah, we think that just being frank about what we're talking about sometimes comes off as humorous and makes people more able to accept it. But we also take an empowerment angle, because we think one problem with female urination devices are that they're literally a rubber version of men's genitalia. Mm. And we think we don't need to adapt our anatomy to pants that were designed for men. Instead, we can just change the pants and make them work for everyone.
We'll hear more from Bianca and Charlotte after this. We all want to do our best and keep our bodies healthy for the long run. Odds are, though, that we're not getting the essential nutrients we need on a daily basis. Enter Ritual, the obsessively researched vitamin for women. Ritual's essentials have the nutrients we need, all in their clean, absorbable forms. No shady additives. I started taking Ritual Essential for Women last summer, and I've kept it up since because I like knowing that I'm filling the gaps in my nutrition, especially when I travel. It feels like a positive choice I'm making for myself daily, and we should always celebrate those. For me, the best part about Ritual is that it's traceable and transparent. You can look at the label and know what's in them and what's not in them. So while I don't personally have food restrictions, I can feel confident recommending Essential for people who are vegan or gluten-free or have other allergies. Better health doesn't happen overnight, and right now Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Fill in the gaps in your diet with Essential for Women, a small step that helps support a healthy foundation for your body. Visit ritual.com/explore to start your ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/explore. We're back. What was the learning curve for you three in terms of product design? Do any of you have a background in apparel?
So we all went to Middlebury College, a small liberal arts college in Vermont, which, if you know liberal arts, it's definitely, some would call it not useful in terms of real world jobs.
That's the stereotype for sure. But it's fun to look at how studying things like economics and philosophy helped the co-founders of SheFly. The beauty of a liberal arts education is that you study a lot of different things, and you don't have a choice about some of the subjects you take. You're exposed to more, which can cultivate a natural curiosity and a flexible mindset. It leaves you open to possibility. And I'm not saying that's the only way to be educated or to move through the world, but I do think it's good to look on the positives of your education. Neither Bianca nor Charlotte nor Georgia Grace knew that they would be founding an apparel company, but they're all well-equipped to problem solve.
So what we did first is take pants, our own hiking pants, and we'd modify them. So we would get like a sewing machine, go buy a bunch of zippers, like take out the seams from the crotch, put the zippers back in, and then give them to people. And then we would say, go try them on, go in the woods. And that was the first iteration. And that took a lot of like, oh, I'm probably going to sew my finger right now, but hopefully I don't. But once we got over that little hump of the experiment, we started actually contracting other people that would design the pants for us. So we would tell them, okay, we want a pocket here, here, and here, and we want it to be approximately like 5 inches deep. And then they would write it all down in a document, and then that document goes to the fair trade factory we have in India. So it's been a little bit of a process, but I have to say, I don't really plan on specializing in design anytime soon, just because those design files are like really complicated. Like designing clothes is actually a bit of a mathematical game, because you have to like make sure everything fits perfectly inside of like this garment, you know, like all of the measurements fit.
I'm about to make the world's most obvious statement. There are a lot of different body shapes out there. There's really no such thing as standard. And yet the resources available for new apparel companies are very limited to a relatively small range of sizes. Here's Bianca touching on what's possible for their crowdfunding campaign.
And this is only the first round, so we've really tried to stick to the basics in the crowdfunding round. And when we're really running and rolling, we're looking into extending our size range, which surprisingly, like a lot of companies don't do. And the thing about like extending the size range is because they're all private companies, they don't share that information with other companies, which makes sense. But it also means it's really hard as a startup to like be able to extend that size range, because you have to do the original research and basically make up a size range. So that's the next step. But yeah, right now that's on hold a little bit, but not because we want to do that, because the industry is like a vicious place and the standard sizes are the things that are accessible for our small startup.
The women of SheFly saw a problem in the way pants are designed, and they're applying a solution for outdoor apparel because it's where they've had the biggest pain points. But it's a feature that would benefit other pants too. I know I immediately think of the number of times I've stripped absolutely naked in a bathroom stall because I chose to wear a jumpsuit or a one-piece bathing suit. Charlotte and I are definitely in agreement about this. But I still asked her a bunch of questions that nagged me when I first heard about the product. And I have to give her credit. She had an answer for each and every one.
There are applications in every aspect of apparel. We think that every single pair of pants and every jumpsuit and every pair of overalls should have a SheFly zipper.
And you can't really see it, right? Like, when you wear the pants, you can't tell that there's a zipper there.
No, it's invisible. So the zipper is covered by a fabric flap that matches the fabric of the pant. And so you can't tell that there's a zipper there. It just looks like a seam.
I know one thing that one of the women I work with said when I told her about the product, her mind immediately went to chafing. How do you guys prevent that?
There's a fabric flap on the outside that keeps the zipper invisible, but there's another fabric flap on the inside that makes it so the zipper never comes in contact with your skin. And the zippers are pretty thin and flexible, so you can't feel that they're there. We've tested them with all sorts of different activities, rock climbing, mountaineering, but also mountain biking, and you can't tell that there's a zipper.
Cool. The other thing that I thought of is I personally like going to the bathroom outside in the winter because I know it's cold, but like you can pee into snow and there's not like that. It's not going to get all over you. You know, sometimes you have like the splashback. How does the product like accommodate for like any like spray or like the fact that it could get on your pants because you don't have the same anatomy as a guy?
Yeah. So one thing that I found really beneficial about the zipper design is that you can pee in different positions, because if you have to pull your pants down, you're forced to squat. But if you can just unzip the zipper and pull your underwear to the side, you can pee standing up, and you can pee in a half squat or in a full squat. So you can control a lot more where your urine stream is going, and that prevents a lot of the splashback that you normally have because you're so close to the ground when you're peeing.
Yeah.
But also, there's definitely going to be a little bit of splashback against your legs unless you get them really far apart. And that's not different than if you're pulling your pants down. Like, the pant legs on your ankles are still going to be in the same place.
We'll hear more after this. Have you ever thought about using CBD products to help treat anxiety, pain, and general wellness? I found them to be super helpful. Earlybirdcbd.com is one of the largest online marketplaces for premium CBD. They carry a variety of products like tinctures, gummies, capsules, and lotions, even CBD for pets. Earlybirdcbd.com is devoted to showcasing the best brands and highest quality products. So if you don't know what CBD is, it's made from hemp, but it's not psychoactive because it doesn't contain THC. As you've all heard before on this podcast, I'm no stranger to anxiety, and I found CBD oil to be really helpful at night, you know, when all the tension from the day is built up. It helps me relax so I can enjoy my book rather than just go through my mental to-do list again and again and again. It's a little tough to admit, but the first time that I took CBD, I had a gummy CBD, and I had this realization that most people feel this way all the time, that, you know, they don't always have anxiety buzzing in their heads. Earlybirdcbd.com offers fast and free shipping. For 20% off your order, visit earlybirdcbd.com/explorers and use discount code EXPLORERS at checkout. Earlybirdcbd.com for fast and free shipping of quality CBD products. For 20% off your order, visit earlybirdcbd.com/explorers and use the discount code EXPLORERS at checkout. We're back. So we've talked through a lot of the technical and psychological challenges of starting SheFly from a consumer perspective, but I'm also interested in what it was like for Charlotte balancing school and a business.
It's definitely not easy. I've been working on SheFly with about full-time hours while in school for a year, and I have to balance it with my work. So I'm really lucky in that Middlebury is letting me do SheFly as an independent study, so I'm getting course credit for part of the work that I'm doing. But it's definitely always a balancing act, figuring out which days I can prioritize meetings, when I have to sit down and actually write an essay, and making sure that I'm still doing everything that I need to get the most out of my last year of college while also setting SheFly up for success.
I know some entrepreneurs just don't graduate. Why is it important for you to get a degree?
I think partly just because I'm so close to being finished that it made sense to keep working. But also, we've gotten some benefits from being entrepreneurs in college. Like, the dorm room fund invested in us, So we got investment money from that. And they only invest in companies where it was founded and worked on by students in college. Hmm. And then Middlebury also provides other opportunities for networking and support and for grants to work on businesses. We may be a liberal arts college, but we do have a strong focus in entrepreneurship.
That's cool. What does your family think about what you're doing?
My family's really supportive. My mom was the first person to order from our crowdfunding campaign, and she's really excited. My parents got me involved in the outdoors really young. I got my first ice axe at the age of 12, and there's a picture of me skiing before I could walk, before I was 9 months old. So they definitely understand the need.
Bianca's family feels differently about her decision to forego the job she lined up at a national laboratory in New Mexico, where she grew up. Bianca felt like she could accomplish more on SheFly than through slow but diligent research at the lab. It was tough, but she said no to that job.
So it was a pretty big decision, and I didn't like immediately just start doing SheFly full time. I actually took another job in Vermont, and I was a data scientist for a little bit. And then after a while, I realized that I couldn't be working on both at the same time and really be committed and see SheFly go through. So I moved back home and I started working on SheFly remotely full time. And it was a really tough decision, but it was honestly the best one for me because being in Vermont, having that community here that originally fostered the idea and helped us get on our feet was a very important and pivotal moment for us. We've gotten so many connections and so much help. And like, I picked up Charlotte from staying in Vermont, and she's been the most helpful human in starting this company. So I think the way that the events worked out was perfect. And well, nothing is ever perfect, but it worked out for the better. And it was really a scary decision because, you know, like going from thinking you're going to be this like scientist to suddenly starting a company is a pretty big leap. So it's a little hard for me to talk about. I don't know if you can tell, but it did take a lot of thought and like courage.
Yeah. And you're still working through it too.
Yeah, I am. I'm still in the midst of it, but it still works out because I believe in it and I believe in the actual use because I've used them. And like I was on the side of the road kind of like standing up in a half squat about to use them. And this truck full of like four guys went by and I just like stood back up, even though I was unzipped and no one saw anything. And it was the most magical moment. So like, I really do believe in it, but yeah, it is still a continuous process every day. Like every day, I think I'm figuring out a new part of the business and a new part of myself. So yeah, I would love to talk to anyone about entrepreneurship if they're considering it. Because it is hard, but it's really rewarding.
What does your family think about what you're doing?
Oh, so I come from a traditional immigrant family. So my parents were really upset. But like not in a bad way because they're really supportive of everything I do. They were more like, you're a little crazy. Why are you doing this? Because they really believe in stability and like the American dream, but they don't understand that this is the epitome of the American dream. My mom just thinks it's hilarious and like always makes jokes about it. And my dad constantly cuts out articles from newspapers and sends them to me with like jobs on it.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought it was going to be articles featuring SheFly. No, okay.
No, so like being in New Mexico, unfortunately, means that like all of the SheFly stuff that happens is on the East Coast. So they don't really like hear about anything. So they think I'm just like working on some project, but it's really a business. But one funny thing that my mom did say is like when I first told her I was going to pursue SheFly, she was like, why do you need to like have hiking pants that you can pee out of? Like, why don't you just use a sombrero and like put it over your front or your backside so no one can see you? So I'm Mexican, so a sombrero is like a traditional like Mexican hat. Yeah. And I just like thought that was the most hilarious thing because of course that's what my mom would say.
And that's what she would do. So
just carry a sombrero with you when you're hiking, you know?
Right now, SheFly is raising money on the iFund Women crowdfunding platform. But I asked them what their vision is for the future. Here's Charlotte.
I want every pair of pants to have a SheFly zipper. I think it's time for a true zipper revolution, and it's time to rethink the way we design all apparel and make it so that it's really designed for the people who are using it. There's a big opportunity now where manufacturing is getting a lot easier to do small batches, and it's getting less expensive, but you can still use high-quality materials, and you can also use ethical manufacturing processes. And one of the things we're really excited about is that we're partnering with a manufacturer called Visible Clothing, and they make apparel in very small batches. Their model for their own apparel company is that they store the fabric instead of the inventory, and so they're able to produce just one item of clothing at a time. And so there's a big opportunity there for us to make clothing that's specifically designed for each person and make it so that it fits perfectly. And we're not there yet. We still have a lot of work that we need to do, and we're starting with just a typical, very high-quality pair of outdoor pants with our patent-pending zipper design. But we want to eventually make it so that clothing is right for everybody.
Does that make it more expensive, like having the custom fit for each pair of pants, like in the future?
It definitely can make it more expensive. And that's one of the things we're working on, because if we can translate people's measurements and information from a survey into a pattern using data and using computer code, then it makes it far less expensive. Because the expensive part is making the patterns.
Yeah. And I love listening to entrepreneurial podcasts. So like, I want to ask you like what your margins are and stuff, but I won't. It's super, super interesting. And I just love that you guys are thinking about this specific product, but also thinking in terms of scaling it and making it something that's applicable to all pants. Like you said, you want to rethink the way pants are made.
Yeah. And we also want to rethink what the outdoors means. So it's not just for mountaineering or rock climbing. It's also for people working on a farm or working at a construction site where you don't have access to a bathroom. It's for every type of outdoor activity, kayaking, canoeing, when you need something underneath your dry suit so that you can still pee without having to totally take your pants off. We want the pants to be designed so that they can be used for every activity.
Charlotte's answers to my last couple of questions say so much about SheFly's dedication to creating more inclusive pants that make the outdoors more accessible. So have you already patented the design?
Yeah, so we have patents pending, and it takes many years to go through the entire patent process, but we're getting pretty far along now.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's so smart to patent it, because you think about how, you know, someone like, I don't know, like Gap thinks it's a good idea and just is able to replicate it. Is that something that you've worried about in terms of competition?
Definitely. And we really are mission driven. So if it comes down to it and a company like Gap takes the idea, worst case is that now millions more people have access to the design and are able to go to the bathroom comfortably. And that isn't a huge downside for us. We think we can produce high-quality pants that people will want, even if there are other options out there that have similar technology. But our goal would be, instead of having companies take the idea and use it without working with us, instead we'd rather license to them and they can use not only design, but also the branding and the mission, and we can make an even better product that way.
If being able to let go of technology isn't dedication to a mission, I don't know what is. We'll close the conversation with a final thought from Charlotte.
Just to say, we're extremely excited to be entering the market, and we're extremely grateful to everyone who's helped us along the way. We're three girls who started the company in college, and we've been able to do this because we have a really strong passion and a belief that we can, but also because we've had so many amazing mentors who have helped us and made it so that we're able to get to the point that we're at, like Kelly from NoSo and Jen from Coalition Snow and Anastasia from Kula Cloth, who have all been amazing mentors and really helped us get to where we are.
Learn more about SheFly by heading to sheflyapparel.com. There's a really obvious link to their crowdfunding campaign there, and I'll also list it in the show notes. Thank you to Charlotte and Bianca for the conversation. Thanks as well to Kyle Wright for recording their side of the conversation from Middlebury. Thank you to our sponsors, Ritual and earlybirdcbd.com. As always, we'll list the discount codes in the show notes and on the episode landing page. If you enjoy listening, make sure to review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. I've heard it helps other people find us. And a surefire way for other people to find us is by sharing the podcast with a friend, either over social media or in person. Music is by Liam McNally. Music is also by Mon Plaisir, Health and Beauty, and Lee Rosevere using a Creative Commons Attributions license. Until next week, have fun out there.